Back here at the Garden, where the Buffaloes are victorious for the seventh time this season. They dispatched Liberal 60-47. We welcome on first-year head coach Luke Swedberg. Coach, your team struggled out of the gates. You were down by six after one, but they really woke up in the next two quarters. What did you see out of the response from this group?
Well, what I saw was we actually were doing what we were supposed to do the whole time. It kind of took us a quarter to wake up there, but we started to do the things defensively, especially, that make us a good basketball team, and then we were able to kind of enjoy the benefits on offense after that.
I wanted to talk about your team's defense, actually. You held Liberal to six in that second quarter. You were alluding to how this can make this team better. What did you see in that second quarter that allowed you guys to be so good?
Well, I thought our ball pressure got to them a little bit, and we were able to kind of get some tips on basketballs, which led to some runouts for us. And, you know, when you're driving it and there's pressure and there's hands in your way, you know, sometimes that can get a little bit frustrating for the offense. And I thought we did that in the second quarter.
Someone who really emerged in that second quarter was Dallas Rosales. He had 10 of his 11 in that second frame. How was he able to be so good on the offensive end?
You know, Dallas has just been a guy who is continually working, right? And, you know, his minutes haven't always been probably what he wants this year, but he continually shows up, continues to do exactly what he's supposed to do. And, you know, tonight you saw some of that hard work paying off. And, you know, I'm really happy for him that he got to come in, make a couple of threes, and kind of enjoy that.
Do you see a game like this coming for him recently?
You know, Dallas has always been one where he can make an impact, whether it's in the stat book or not in the stat book. He's probably the best effort guy we have when it comes to, like, being on the perimeter and being able to move and trying to make two or three plays at one time. He's great at multiple efforts. He does not give up after one, and he tries to get himself right back in the play. You can see it when he goes to offensive rebound, too. You know, even though he's not a very big guy, man, he goes and he attacks basketballs, and he tries to get them, and he keeps the basketball alive for us to, I mean, give us a few extra chances on both ends of the floor.
I want to talk about the third quarter, but specifically the last two possessions. The one where you move from the left corner to the right corner to the top of the key to the baseline pass to Thomas. All five guys got a touch on it within, I believe, like 4 seconds. And then Emilio with a pass from the corner to hit Raul for a three. Like, that's the basketball you envisioned when you got here, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's really fun when the ball goes through a bunch of hands and everybody shares it. Everybody gets a touch on it. And then when that ball goes through the net at the end, it's just like, man, that's great basketball right there. So much fun to see. And, yeah, those last two possessions were awesome. I thought we closed the third quarter on a really high note.
So halfway through your WAC campaign, you've won two, you lost two. You got Great Bend, which should be a great rematch on Friday. What are some things you want to try and work on before Friday night's game?
You know, they're going to be ready for us. That's for sure. You know, they got a great 4-5-man combination. They got good perimeter players. They got a little piece of everything over there at Great Bend. And, you know, it should be a really fun environment. And we got to be ready to play from the second that ball's tipped. We really got to be ready to go. But you know what? We're going to have to do the little things right. We're going to have to box out. We're going to have to get rebounds because they're really good at attacking the glass. And that's something that we're going to have to be prepared for. That's for sure.
Coach, I got two words for you. Yeah, Buffs. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.